I've said it before, I'll say it again. If I were looking for a good job that lets me build some security for my family, I'd join a union.
That's President Obama speaking in Boston today about the importance of workers and unions, moments after signing an executive order requiring paid sick leave for employees of federal contractors, 300,000 of whom currently have no paid sick leave. Under the order, employees working on federal contracts would have the right to a minimum of an hour of paid leave for every 30 hours they work, adds up to about a week every year. Simon Rios of Here and Now contributor WBUR was at the president's speech, and he's in our studios now. Simon, welcome.
Hello, Peter.
So, president, pretty relaxed today. He wasn't wearing a tie, he wasn't wearing a jacket, making some jokes from time to time, but he was pretty serious when it came to talking about his legacy on labor.
That's right, he was. He also talked a lot about his progress on the economy, noting that we have the lowest unemployment rate in 7 years, which comes as a result of having added millions of jobs during his administration. He talked about the auto industry being flat on its back when he came to office, and that now we're on track to sell more cars and trucks this year than we have in a decade. He talked about how when he was elected that there was a lot of talk about China being the best place to invest, but how that has changed now that the United States is the best place to invest. But he talked a lot about middle class value, something we've heard a lot from him over the years, basically coming down to the notion of asking the top 2% to pay a little bit more. He noted that there have been efforts underway to protect Main Street from another crisis with some of the toughest reforms in history. And he also called for 2 years of free community college for all Americans.
So all that, but of course, front and center here, it's Labor Day. This new executive order, part of the president's bigger push to improve the lives of workers. Let's hear a little bit more from him.
Right now, about 40% of private sector workers, 44 million people in America, don't have access to paid sick leave. You've got parents who have to choose between losing income or staying home with their sick child. You have victims of domestic violence or sexual assault who can't seek medical attention or counseling because they might have their pay docked.
So tell us a little bit more about how this plan of Obama's would actually work.
Yeah, so basically when he was on the flight over to Massachusetts, he said that that he acted on this very issue as it pertains to contractors contracted with the federal government. He signed a new executive order requiring federal contractors to give up to 7 paid sick days a year to all employees. They say that's about 300,000 people. But as he noted in that clip, that still leaves 44 million Americans without paid sick leave.
President had a pretty partisan speech today. I mean, really, when you listen to it, he took some jabs at Republicans who say that he doesn't support the country's workers.
In their world, the only way to help the country grow and help people get ahead is to cut taxes for millionaires and billionaires and loosen up rules on big banks and polluters. And then you just wait and then you look up at the sky and prosperity will come raining down on us from the top of the whatever high rise is in your city.
So, Simone, the president obviously had a pretty sympathetic audience there, but what will the opposition likely be to this?
Well, this is not an issue that is popular with Republicans, as we well know. Various business groups have come out in opposition to forcing paid sick leave on companies. And so it's likely that it will come up during the presidential race. And we certainly haven't heard the last of this story.
Yeah. And quickly, did Obama give any idea how much this plan might cost?
He did not. However, Cecilia Munoz, the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, said the rule would not prompt additional federal spending. She said the benefits with respect to businesses will more than offset the costs and ultimately make them, as employers, more productive and more efficient and therefore more valued to the taxpayer.
All right, Simon Rios covering the president's visit to Boston for Here and Now contributor station WBUR. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.